from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, welcome to Saturday night. Welcome to hour number two. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And for those of you in TV land that missed my first hour's monologue, sorry about that. We forgot to flip the switch on. Sometimes that happens. Anyway, we have it flipped on now, we believe, and we are glad to welcome you into hour number two. And I hope that you got all of Gordon Chang and Sarah Parshall Perry and also Bethany Mandel with us in hour one. Great stuff there. And if you miss any of it, you can always go get the podcast for free. We've got the audio version available at SoundCloud, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Audible, all those places you can go and get it. Just look for KMC Radio or Radio Night Live and look for tonight's date. That will get you there. And then if you want to watch this, the video version of the replay, we'll have that available on YouTube and Rumble, hopefully within the first 24 to 48 hours after the show each week as well. We're still getting used to the new setup, and we've had some problems with delivery to Biz TV in recent weeks, and thankfully we seem to have gotten that straightened out. And Salem News Channel is, of course, off and running. If you're on the Roku device, Salem News Channel is what you want to get. If you're on over-the-air television, look for Biz TV in your market. You can also watch both of those online at biztv.com or salemnewschannel.com. And then again, as I said, the archives we'll have at YouTube and Rumble within hopefully another day or so. Now, having said that, the major story of the day hasn't gone away. The administration may have tried to dump news into the Friday news cycle. It's not going to work. Tomorrow morning on every Sunday morning news program, there will be one discussion, and that is, why are we being so weak when it comes to Russia right now? Now, in the last few days, the U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, has tried to sound tough. This is what the Biden people think sounds tough. Listen to this. You can choose the path of diplomacy that can lead to peace and security, or the path that will lead only to conflict, severe consequences, and international condemnation. Friends, I need to make something really clear to Secretary Blinken tonight. Putin doesn't care about international condemnation. He didn't care about it when he threatened Ukraine the last time. He didn't care about it when he annexed Crimea illegally. He didn't care about it when he was setting incursions into the Donbas. He didn't care when he shot down the Malaysian airliner. He just doesn't care. And we have a bunch of people sitting in the White House and sitting in the administration right now that believe in some way they're going to like impress upon Putin and his gaggle that they somehow have to be worried about what the world's going to say about him. They don't care what the world's going to say about him. They want to be the top dog. They want to be the most powerful country on the planet. They want to be the one that people are actually afraid of. And I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. My colleague Dennis Prager says all the time, the world is safer when people fear America. That doesn't mean they have to walk around worried we're going to like launch an attack on them any minute. But if America is strong and Russia and China and some of those countries know that they're not going to get away with just whatever they want to get away with, then the whole world is safer because of that. You know when the world is really in danger? When we have a feeble-minded gas bag in the president's office that does not know up from down and cannot, for whatever reason, formulate a specific policy that tells Putin, step back. And let me just make this clear. For all the gripes about tweets and attitudes and tones and how much you didn't like the way he handled his interpersonal communication style, etc., it was not Donald Trump that forced the Ukraine to keep a corrupt prosecutor in power. That was Joe Biden. Joe Biden blackmailed Ukraine and said, we don't want you looking into criminal activity. And if you don't put the guy that's on the payroll back on, we're going to do away with $1 billion worth of aid. That wasn't Donald Trump. Donald Trump wanted honesty, transparency, all the rest of it. And let me tell you this. If Trump were in office tonight, there would be no incursion about to be planned by Vladimir Putin. He'd be too worried. He'd be too concerned. He'd be a little bit off kilter because he's not quite sure exactly what Donald Trump would. Would Donald Trump respond? Would Donald Trump hit him back harder than he hit the Ukraine? That's what would be going through Vladimir Putin's head. You know what's going through his head tonight? Let Jell-O Brain eat his ice cream in the White House. I'll do what I want. K.T. McFarland, the former civilian that was the equivalent of a four-star general in under two presidents in the Pentagon, said on my show this week, it's not that anyone's afraid of the U.S. anymore or that they don't like us. It's that they don't even think about us. They don't even, it doesn't even cross their mind that America is not on board. And this is the problem with dealing particularly with Mr. Xi and Mr. Putin. You've got in those two personalities some of the biggest, most maniacal, ego-driven people that we've seen in quite some time. And Trump said, I'll talk to you. We can have conversations, but you're not getting away with anything. And that's why we had sanctions against China. We had a trade war with them. And we had put in place the toughest sanctions against Russia in the modern era. We had told Russia, you're not doing one more thing. You're not taking one more piece of territory that doesn't belong to you. And we had given all of Russia's neighbors the military equipment to allow them to, in most part, defend themselves. But tonight, we've got the Secretary of State saying, if you don't play nice, the international community will condemn you. You're threatening the Ukraine, he continued. Let's not forget you annexed Crimea illegally. You launched attacks in Donbas illegally. You shot down the Malaysian airliner, not to mention all the other nefarious stuff the Russians have done. Well, we know all that, Secretary Blinken. We don't need you to soft pedal to the Russians the fact that we're aware of all of that. They need to have very clear communication. This is not going to be tolerated, and there will be consequences. Kev, are you arguing for a land war in the Ukraine? No, I'm not. But why can't we load them up with equipment to defend themselves? Why can't we empower them to do what they are dying to do if they just had help from one of their supposedly closest allies? All of these former Soviet states that stepped their foot into democracy and into Republican forms of government representing their people, we made promises to them. We said we're gonna shine that light of liberty and hope and pray that it can burn brightly for many, many years and decades and centuries to come. Joe Biden has made it very clear he doesn't care what happens to the Ukraine. He doesn't care what happens to anybody. If he was halfway, you know, of his wits, he would say, well, look, there's all those Russians that just want to come across the border and they just want to go live in the Ukraine and they want to elect people that are favorable to Russians into their government. Normal people would call that a coup. That's what's happening on our southern border. But this is the taking of a sovereign state. This is the threat to do so by Mr. Putin. And I really do fear that the president's non-action here is setting us up for a major conflict, possibly a war. I don't want to be at war. I don't want to go to war against Russia. But how does anyone send the message to Putin that he can't do this? He's taken everything that our feckless State Department, our feckless president, and our feckless leadership, all of the Democratic Party, have said to him, and he's laughed at him. There's no need for me to pay attention to what you guys are saying. You don't have the power to do it, and I'm going to do what I want anyway. Well, today, the White House, very concerned that Mr. Putin is going to do exactly that, told all the Americans to get out sometime before Monday at noon. What's going down on Monday at noon? How does he know a deadline like that? If it's really in danger, shouldn't they just be flying nonstop relief flights to get Americans out as fast as possible? Why Monday at noon? That's another 36 hours from now. Here's the point. I think Joe Biden knows exactly what's about to go down, and he's given Putin the green light to do it. And he laughs at reporters that actually try to ask him about it, as he did in the press conference on Wednesday. Now, I don't know if you caught it, but he actually referred to one of the questions asked about Russia as a stupid question. Says the stupidest man to hold the office of president in the modern era. And by far the worst president that's ever held the office. But supposedly, he had 85 million people vote for him. Kevin McCullough, Ladies Lounge, up next.
Spiking crime rates and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which again is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired. Muscles get sore. I'm achy. So I noticed, just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as you know, on Saturday nights, and now weekend nights, because of the Salem News Channel carrying us also on Sunday night, appreciate the dual night coverage there. We have always reserved, at least in the last decade, the second hour of this show to highlight the voices, stories, plights, accomplishments of very gifted and articulate women. And we've called it the Ladies Lounge, and it's one of the places in talk radio, and there are not very many of them, that we have carved out and said, okay, even though talk radio is a male-dominant genre of media, it is a male-dominant produced genre of media, the talent are male, the producers are male, the owners are male, I think we're missing out on a big part of the conversation. That's why we started this segment many years ago, and have been very, very pleased to have everybody from Leslie Stahl to Megyn Kelly to Molly Hemingway to all kinds of great women that are come from all walks of life to be here. Not all of them right of center, by the way. Some of them in sharp disagreement with me on some things. But what I have found is that in having the conversation, we actually are doing a great benefit to those of you listening to it. So I am very pleased to bring back my next guest. She joined us sometime, I guess it was about a year ago, and she was just putting her foot forward to say, hey, I'm gonna try to run for office. I'm gonna try to make a difference where I am. She's a single mom in Lower Manhattan, and she was running for city council of the city of Manhattan here in New York City. And we are glad to welcome back Jacqueline Toberoff. Jackie, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So the election didn't go the way you wanted it to. And some people, and I've over the years that I've been involved, particularly with women that get into public policy, it's sometimes fun because sometimes moms discover a second wind and they get into activism and they get into doing stuff that makes a difference for their communities and families, and they really take off. And I get the sense that you're not quite done speaking out and speaking up.
I'm not done. I loved your intro because it perfectly segues into exactly what's going on right now with my life. You talk about being an activist. I don't know if I'm necessarily an activist. I don't throw rocks. I don't wear pussy hats, but I am definitely activated. And I think right now what's gone on is the issues that I ran on are more relevant now than ever, whether it's because of Koppel, because of Adams, because of D.A. Bragg, because of city council, including the person that bested me, Christopher Martinet. There is a one-party Democrat rule. Really, it's the left's war on women.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to talk about this, and I want to get into it in a touch. For our national audience, who may not have a real sense of just how tough it is for women in big cities, you're right of center. You want to have a decent amount of say over your kids' education, over your kids' lifestyle choices, over the stuff that is speaking into your little one's life. And you're in a place that is, for people that are right of center, a pretty dark place. In fact, there's been a lot of people that have just said, it's too much. I can't stay here anymore. I've got to go. I've got to leave. Why are you choosing to stay and fight?
Well, not everybody, including myself, can get up and leave. I'm divorced. Some people are financially tied here. Some people are for work tied here. Scholastically, as crazy as that sounds, tied here. New York City, some people think of as a bubble. It is not a bubble. It's not something that can be written off because of the rest of the country, functioning states and people have to pay for our dysfunction. Whether it is the crime that is metastasizing throughout the nation, you know, the swing states, these urban areas are problem areas. Same thing with the education, it is metastasizing. And whether it's CRT, these unconstitutional mandates, as I said, crime, these are permeating, they are leaving the big cities and they are really getting into and attacking the suburbs. There's no place that's safe.
Well, and I think that the more that we have seen
you know, the events of the last year and a half, the more people are coming to realize that. And we did have, at least in the New York region, a new governor appointed. We had a new mayor elected. I think there were some people that were hoping and thinking, pulling for the best, saying, okay, Mr. Adams ran as a candidate who said he's going to be, you know, with law enforcement. He's going to change some things. We're going to get into what he's done and so forth. But I want to stay with you just for a second. The issues that you're facing seem big. And I know I've had listeners from New York City tell me, Kev, I'm just one. I've had women tell me, I'm just one woman. I can't. What can I possibly do? What do you say to those people who would even say to you, well, you ran for city council, but you didn't make it? Like, for the naysayers, for those that don't have confidence, for those that are doubting that there's a place for, you know, them to be involved. What do you say to them?
I say now is the time to get involved. You can no longer be a passenger. There are things you can do. I lost the election, but I won on many different other levels. For example, Chinatown was the only area in Manhattan to flip from deep blue to red. That's huge. I had the highest amount of Republican turnout for the top of the ticket, which was Curtis Sliwa and Mayor Adams, that city council has ever had for District 1. That is huge. Yes, I lost, but there are inroads to be made, and we cannot just sit back and watch it get worse. Mm. There are mothers, there are parents, there are fathers that are recognizing the Democrat Party has betrayed them, and they are panicked. And then there are independents. They have no place to go. What I want to do is I want to tell you, I want to widen the net. I want to recruit these parents. And there are ways to get your voice out there that don't necessarily mean campaigning in unwinnable districts. We have to get pragmatic. We have to spread the word. We have to recruit. We have to widen. And we have to be loud. And I want to add one other thing. It's really not enough to expect someone else to do it for you. We have to be autonomous. I can't speak for all the parents at my school. That's ridiculous, it's unfair, and it's not going to get anywhere. If 5, 10, 15 other parents speak up, we might have inroads. It's now.
Well, and so what you're talking about is a combination of kind of a pragmatic layout, but then also being strategic in the activism that's there. And I know that for people that are in heavily blue areas, and we have some people, those of you watching tonight in Los Angeles and Chicago and Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. and Detroit, Baltimore, I know that there's discouragement that you feel like you're never going to be able to overcome this. What Jackie's telling you is that there's definitely an opportunity, and it's more attached to how you carry out the road just in front of you, and the team that you recruit too. I mean, I think that's a big part of it, Jackie. I know one of the things that you really relied upon in your campaign was you didn't have a big budget. You needed foot soldiers, and you needed people that were willing to go door to door and pass out flyers and talk to people.
So New York City is really interesting. It is a different animal. Campaigning here is not like campaigning anywhere else. Put COVID aside. You have non-doorman buildings, you have doorman buildings. We are amidst a real crime spike. It's not abstract. It's not a perception of fear, as Mayor Adams says. It's real.
Let's pick up on that as we get to the other side of this break. Kevin McCullough, it is the Ladies Lounge on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love.
Let's hop on one of those ships and sail away.
Why don't you think about where we would go?
Far. I was just thinking about my mother. Shattered. You are not
here. What's your pleasure, mister?
The truth is, I didn't come here for
that. Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love,
rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Be in theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back to Saturday night, Sunday night, if you're catching us on the replay or on the late night release for Biz TV, Salem News Channel, and other places. We are grateful to have you with us. And in the ladies' lounge tonight, Jackie Toberoff making her follow-up. This is her sophomore appearance. She was with us in a debut about a year ago, running for city council, and she's back. And Jackie, I've watched through your social media. I'm a huge fan. I love the energy and enthusiasm and the gusto with which you're relentless. You're just not backing down. And I don't know if you can bottle that and export it to other people. But if you could, at least by way of motivation, what would you say to other people that say, "I tried, but then I got discouraged"?
No way. Try harder. This is your life. This is literally your life. This is your family's life. Try harder. It's really not that hard to speak about what's going on because it is so in our face here in New York City. I know you have a national audience, and people do not realize how terrible things are here in the Five Boroughs, yeah, New York City.
Well, along those lines, let's get straight into your most recent piece. You wrote a piece called "The Left's War on Women." I think it takes a special kind of person to write this piece, because if I had authored such a thing, people would say, "Well, what would a conservative bald white guy from, you know, wherever know about it?" But you're living it and you're seeing it every day. So, what is the left's war, and how are they propagating that war?
Firstly, there's an attack on the nuclear family. Parents, mothers are being replaced. We are meant to believe that the school knows better than us on our children's bodies, on our children's minds. No way, never happening. Parents need to hold the line. Then there's a safety element here. Recently, Mayor Adams, you know, he's always oscillating. He can never give a straightforward answer about anything. First, he said that there is a white supremacy problem here in Manhattan, in New York City. False. That is not true. It's dangerous to even put that forward. We need to be united and we need to be realistic in what's going on here. The second thing he said, which was so galling to me personally as a woman, is he said it is our perception of fear. I've been nearly attacked 4 or 5 times. I think I told you about them the last time I was on, since June 2020. Every single woman I know has either witnessed or been a victim of some sort of attack.
Wow.
I wasn't hurt, these other people weren't hurt, but we witnessed them. I ride the subway sometimes 6 times a day to do school drop-off, to do pickup. It's unsafe. And women are not going to go back to the workforce if they have to commute under these circumstances. Then you have DA Bragg, who has bragged about de-incarceration and just really not arresting anyone, subverting the law.
Well, he's not only done that, he's issued a memo to his department saying these are the crimes that I'm going to prosecute and these are the ones that I'm not. And, you know, the region's most celebrated criminal justice attorney, Arthur Idala, has said, spoken out, and he would usually oppose the prosecutor, usually be on the other side. He spoke out earlier this week and said, no, that's wrong. If you're the DA, your job is to enforce the laws as they sit on the books at the time you are elected. You don't get to selectively do this. This is a pattern too, by the way. We're seeing these DAs do this in a number of cities across the country. And it's kind of a, you know, Soros is funding them, but it's kind of a left-wing progressive kind of wet dream to, I guess, let criminals not pay the price for their crimes. I don't understand how that keeps their kids safe. I mean, leftist kids bleed too. They die too. They get robbed too. I don't understand that. But that is kind of, it seems like that's what their goal is.
Well, we've discussed this. The biggest proponents of defunding the police are with police protection. They have private security. They live behind walls. So it's baloney. I think one of the uniting messages is, or at least a truthful statement, every single person wants to feel safe, whether they are white, black, Asian, or man or woman. Everyone wants to feel safe. Every parent wants a quality education for their children. I don't know how we've gone so far askew that we are making these right versus left platforms. This is something that every single person honestly wants.
Well, you would think so. And you know, you would also think that the left would understand that things like voting integrity matters. And, you know, the president is trying to push through this idea that he needs to federalize all elections and do away with voter ID, when even black Americans, 8 out of 10 black Americans want voter ID to be the law of the land. We are speaking with Jackie Toberoff, and we're very pleased to have her with us. If you miss any of this conversation, by the way, the podcasts are always available at SoundCloud.com. You can also get them on Apple, Amazon, Audible, Spotify. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love.
Let's hop on one of those ships and sail away.
Why don't you think about where we would go?
Far. I was just thinking about my mother. Shattered.
You are not here.
What's your pleasure, mister?
The truth is, I didn't come here for that.
You have been broken, you're innocent.
Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Be in theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, don't forget, tonight in the music spotlight, Lauren Daigle comes back. We debuted her brand new single for the Redeeming Love movie that's coming out this weekend in the first hour, but she's got a follow-up, so that's coming up next when we are done with the Ladies Lounge tonight. Jackie Toberoff is back with us. You can follow her, by the way, on social media, and I know she would appreciate the follow. Jackie, I mishmashed your social media handle last time, so give it to us straight, so we make sure we get it right.
Okay, go to Instagram. I'm super active there. It's Jacqueline for NYC. That's JacqueulineForNYC. Very active, and I respond to every single comment. And then I
attest to this. She is active. You will, if you follow her stories, you will have a bunch of them every week. But friends, don't rush past them. They are full of good stuff that you need to know about. Anyway, I interrupted you.
Well, there's no shortage of what's going on to comment about here.
That's true.
It keeps coming. I mean, I limit myself because I could be on there all day. There's so much stuff going on.
Yeah. And then you wanted to add something else.
Yes. So one of the things, you know, again, as I was running and then as I was losing, I was thinking about ways to best serve the community and what the real issues are and what comes most authentically to me as a mom living in Manhattan. And really, again, tapping into what I initially tapped into, which are the parents who are bringing in the wins, whether it's Chinatown, whether it's New Jersey, whether it's Virginia. Parents are the groups right now that need to be really shown some love. And I started this group. It's called parentsrising.net. You can go to the contact page. I would love to get your information. I'm going to read you. The mission statement is, the mission of Parents Rising is to create a network and infrastructure for parents against CRT and unconstitutional mandates in schools, as well as shape policy and work with political candidates and those in office, ensuring our parental rights are maintained and our children are protected. You had asked me early on how people can get involved without necessarily running for office. This is a way. We cannot silence our voice and we cannot take a backseat. We have to get even louder.
I love that. Something Rush Limbaugh used to say all the time, actually, when he was early on in his career, and that is, when the left tries to shut your speech down, speak louder, because that's the best tool we have to fight back. I am curious. You've talked a lot about CRT. The other thing that really kind of drove the Virginia elections last year, CRT was part of it, but they also had this kind of inane, sex, gender kind of agenda that they were pushing on students. And it actually ended up with a child committing an assault against another child, because who would have thought that if you had boys in girls' locker rooms that you're going to have a problem or something? And I say that completely in sarcasm, because I think average, normal, everyday common sense people, Jackie, look at that and go, well, why would anybody approve something like that? But it is in these liberal pockets in these big cities that have these weird progressive bents where that kind of stuff is happening. Are you going to take on the gender agenda, for lack of a better term, as well with the Parents Rising?
Yeah, you know, I think about the reason why these schools in these liberal pockets really reject parental input is because they know parents are overwhelmingly against this agenda.
Yeah.
We send our children to school because we want them, number one, to get a core curriculum, and number two, we want them to be able to get into higher education, not get groomed, not be taught activism, but to learn how to prepare themselves to get a job. That's really it. It's basic. So there is a reason why schools across the board are rejecting parental input. It's because we're not interested in what they're pushing.
Yeah. Well, and they've had a very kind of arrogant response to all this. In the Virginia elections, you saw it come out a lot. The school boards there were saying, parents don't have a right to tell us what to teach their kids. And then that kind of inference was picked up and kind of parroted by Biden and Harris directly. I mean, you've got from the very top, and of course the teachers unions, they're all on board saying parents are useless. They're not part of the educational process. And the way I look at it, I don't care if I send my kid to public school, private school, parishioner school, homeschool, wherever they are being educated, it is my job as their dad to make sure that what they're learning is what they need to learn, and making sure that that education turns out right for them. And that doesn't mean I have to be in the classroom 8 hours a day, but it certainly doesn't mean that I'm not going to be aware and monitoring every single thing that they're getting.
It's actually worse than what you said. We were labeled domestic terrorists.
That's right. I forgot about that.
What do you do to domestic terrorists? Really? I mean, we should think about that. What do people do to domestic terrorists? Is there anything that's off the table? I mean, physically, legally?
Yeah.
So they have opened up the floodgates to really legally and physically punishing concerned parents. That is a sick place that we are at right now.
All right. So if people want to sign up for Parents Rising and get involved, where do they go, and what should they expect once they sign up?
go to parentsrising.net, go to the contact page, give me your information. There's going to be a whole group of, we're going to have weekly chats, we're going to have Zoom meetings, education, we're going to have policy shaping. It's going to be a support network. It's going to be infrastructure. It's really to give us, we have skin in the game naturally. It's to now put that into policy.
Yeah. I want to be part of this organization with you, and I want to bring legal resources and some other things to the table, because when parents do, and I think this is why your group is going to be so vital, when parents do have an issue flare up in a certain school, we're going to need to when everybody shows up at once and starts singing a song, what do they call that? Flash mob. We're going to need to flash mob these cases, because that's the only way these school districts will pay attention is having the extreme heat suddenly is just bearing down on their bare foreheads. And at the end of the day, nobody wants to be sweating that much.
There is going to be a portion of it. We are exploring fundraising for legal representation.
Yeah. All right. Lots to get to. And Jackie, I'm so proud of how hard you campaigned and worked. I was sorry that you didn't win, but I sure am pleased to see the intense effort that you're giving, because you're not just doing it for you or even for your daughter. Your parents are going to be benefited because you stayed at the task. And that's what we need. We need parents that have the vision and can stay there. So thanks for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
You got it. Put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which again is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, she's got a new film that's in the theaters this weekend called Redeeming Love, that one of her songs is the key soundtrack tune for. But welcome back once again to tonight's Radio Night Live. Here's Lauren Daigle and Hold On to Me.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen, when I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you, when I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you, when I breaking desperation underneath the weight of expectation. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. I know nobody loves me better. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. Yeah. Oh, all you gotta do is hold on. Yes, hold on. 'Cause there is hope for the world. There is hope for.
Hold on.
Let me tell you now.
Hold on.
Just hold.
She debuted right here on the Music Spotlight of Radio Night Live last year. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next Saturday.